Sacred Heart Eagles, Coach Destry Sterkel. And Coach, it was a back and forth battle early on, and then you were able to build a double-digit lead going into halftime, and then the second half played a strong second half, both defensively and offensively, and were able to pull away. But just all-around solid effort by your squad here tonight.
Yeah, I thought the effort was great, and the execution was really really done well tonight. We held them to 24 first half points. We rebounded the ball well. We were kind of clicking on all three areas, our transition, our defense, our offense. It really looked good tonight. And credit to our guys. They were hungry to get back out and get on the court. And second half, we didn't have any kind of a letdown. We talked about those 3, 4, 5 minute spurts where we've been having letdowns, and we didn't have that tonight. And it kind of catapulted us to a big win.
And it was just an all-around team effort. I thought the Sunbees, they did a great job. Anytime it seemed like Stephen Argyle would drop the rebound down around their waist, the Sunbees were right there and either tying them up or stealing it away.
Yeah, you got to know where they are at all times, and they're really good at just playing through the whistle and not giving up. And I think they both had great games. Josiah had 23 points. Isaac only had 3, but I thought Isaac really impacted the game in the other areas, as did Josiah. We turned them over quite a bit. I think they had close to 30 turnovers on the game, which is going to be tough to beat when we're turning teams over at that rate.
And I thought just an all-around solid effort, Parker Erickson. I had him for 22 points, and he had 15 in the first half, and he really got you going offensively.
Yeah, he's a just really talented scorer. I thought he was in his positions. We got him in the right spots in the first half, and he executed and really kept us in it there when we were going back and forth that first half. He made some big shots. And so we know he can score the ball. 22 is about where he can be. He's a heck of a scorer and getting better on the defensive end too, which is a great thing as we start leaning towards the late playoff run.
And what was the big difference from that first half where it was back and forth? You were tied at 4-12 and you led, 20-16 with about 6 minutes left. What was the difference from the first 12 minutes of the first half to the last 6 minutes of that first half?
I thought we got out and pushed the ball. We got the stops, got the rebounds, and then we ran. I think we got Greg on an open layup, Mike Gap on an open layup, and then Josiah's getting downhill, finding shooters. And then we're good shooters. They're going to fall. And I thought we missed an open shot to start, and then the shots started to fall.
They definitely started to fall second half. I thought it seemed like you shot extremely well, and you weren't missing many, that's for sure. Or if you did, you were able to get the rebound.
Yeah, we shot Jackie Satterlin does our book and stats, and she's usually pretty spot on. Looks like 56% in the second half. That's remarkable, and it's a good mix. A lot inside, and then led to our outside threes. Shot the ball well, and then we limited our turnovers as well. So we only turned it over 7 times in the second half. That gives us more opportunity to score. And yeah, we just really fluid offense and togetherness in the second half, and it was good to see us bounce back with that.
Overall thoughts on the win?
Proud of the guys. Thought that we fought really hard, stayed in possession, and it's a big jump forward, and get a couple days of practice and head over to Manoman and do it all over again.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck at Manoman.
Yes, thanks for being here.
And that is the head coach.